This week on Sports and Stuff, lots of baseball talk as we will discuss the MLB trade deadline. I'll also talk about a few celebrity deaths that were notable this past week in sports and entertainment. All this and more coming up on Sports and Stuff, presented on EPRN and all other media platforms.
What's up, Highlight fans and Highlight Channel viewers? It's Tanara Davis, a.k.a. Jetta, from Magic City Highlight. Hey guys, stay in tune to Magic City Highlight and also tune into weekly head-to-head recaps on exquisite podcast radio network Sports and Stuff Podcast. Right now, if you signed up to be a listener member of EPRN, you could be one of 200 lucky winners of the Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway. So if you wanted to be one of the lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.uts. It's free to join and to enter, so do it. So take it from me, the only NFL Super Bowl champion in the world of highlight, go to earpods.eprn.us and get those earpods.
You're listening to EPRN. I'm John Meisner, host of Sports and Stuff. Listen into my podcasts and all of the podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Download and bookmark the EPRN app. Go to app.eprn.us and you can always tune in at www.eprn.us. Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everyone. Glad you could join us this week on the program. I'm your host, John Meisner, and you're listening to EPRN and wherever other podcasts are available out there. It seems like anywhere you can listen to a podcast these days. Hope everybody's staying cool for the summer and enjoying themselves. And really, that's all there's to talk about this week is a lot of baseball, both on and off the field. Starting with the trade deadline, we'll get into the MLB trade deadline. It was interesting what the Red Sox were going to do, considering they, you know, they're not in a position where they can, you know, well, it's kind of hard to say where they are right now. I mean, they're out of the playoff picture, but I mean, they're not too far out of it. They're only a few games out of the wild card spots, but they're not the worst team in the league. So Chaim Bloom had his hands full. He had to think, you know, are we buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? They were a little bit of both. So it was a whirlwind of about 24 to 48 hours at the beginning of August in the Houston series for the Red Sox against the Astros. The biggest move of the day for the Red Sox right up to the trade deadline, they traded Christian Vasquez to the Houston Astros, their franchise catcher who had been with Boston since he came into the league. And I think I speak for a lot of Sox fans when I say that we are not happy about this move. Vasquez was a great catcher. He called a pretty good game for most of the pitching staff. He was comfortable calling games for the pitchers. The pitchers trusted him. He was good at throwing out base runners, and he was a very solid hitter. They should not have gotten rid of him. That was a big mistake. If the Red Sox don't make the playoffs this year, that's going to be one reason why. Chaim Bloom might have to take a look at himself in the mirror and say, why did I trade away our franchise catcher? Well, anyway, that was the biggest move the Red Sox made. The other minor moves in there as well. They acquired Tommy Pham from the Cincinnati Reds, who seems to be actually a decent hitter so far. And but their best move was picking up Eric Hosmer, because they needed to fix first base, since Franchi Cordero and Bobby Dalbec were not the answers there. They had to put Cordero back in the minor league. So they acquired Eric Hosmer. Very good pickup. Excellent first baseman. He's won 4 gold gloves in his career. And is a pretty good hitter. Actually, not too bad of a hitter, too. He helped the Kansas City Royals win the World Series back in 2015. Was on the Kansas City for a number of years. And it's interesting, the first game he played with the Red Sox actually was in Kansas City. So it was kind of almost like a homecoming for him there. He's played his first game back there since he left some years back. But anyway, there was that, and let's see, they also acquired, what did they also get? Am I missing somebody? Oh yes, they traded Jake Diekman to the Chicago White Sox in exchange for Reese McGuire from Chicago. But the catching situation is not the greatest for the Red Sox. They pretty much have 2 backups for the last couple months with Reese McGuire and Kevin Plawecki, neither of which are really deserved to be everyday starting catchers. All we can hope for is, as a Red Sox fan, is that Vasquez comes back to Boston as a free agent after the season is over. I mean, unless he like wins the World Series with the Astros, he may want to stay there long term. But I don't know. That's going to be up to him as a free agent. That was a mistake. You know, if you're going to build for the future, do it more with minor league prospects to acquire somebody, either as a rental or maybe as a free agent or something like that. Don't get rid of somebody that's been with us for 8 or 9 seasons. Ugh, that killed so many Red Sox fans' hearts and souls. Even Vasquez wasn't happy in his press conference to welcome him to the Astros. He didn't look happy. He was shocked. He was in disbelief. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the guy. Just didn't see him, it didn't seem right seeing him really in his first game with the Astros, actually against the Red Sox. All he had to do was just change dugouts in kind of an odd situation there. But still, that was one that really bothered me. And speaking of outfielders, you know, the whole outfield situation for the Red Sox is one worth talking about. They keep Jared Duran in center field for now, even though the guy can't play center field to save his life. The way he's handled some fly balls this season. And they designate Jackie Bradley Jr. for assignment. And then he gets picked up not too long after by the Toronto Blue Jays. So he stays in the division. He just switches teams to the Blue Jays. That I have mixed feelings about. I can understand why they designated Bradley for assignment, because he wasn't hitting. But you're giving up a Gold Glove outfielder for a guy that really doesn't deserve to be playing in the big leagues, and Jared Duran in the outfield. They should have kept Bradley. They could just platoon with him and Duran until Kike Hernandez comes back, and then figure things out from there. But with an extra outfielder, they wanted to get rid of Bradley instead of Duran. They should have designated Jared Duran for assignment. I mean, he's been a decent leadoff hitter for us, but he can't play center field. Maybe they thought Duran was just a better hitter and Bradley wasn't. So that's probably what the decision was behind it, or the reason for them designated Bradley. Still, every time I see Duran make a botch up a play in the outfield, I think I'm like, why do they have to get rid of Bradley? It's just so frustrating. It's been a frustrating year for the Red Sox. And then to add, you know, insult to injury, or in this case, literally injury to insult, Chris Sale is now out for the rest of the season with a right wrist injury. Apparently, the story is that he suffered a broken wrist on what sounded like a freak accident riding his bike, in which I think he probably fell off or something and just fell on his wrist. It's probably all it was. But he suffered a right wrist injury riding a bike just this past weekend, and now he's out for the rest of the season. So already, I mean, just this guy just hasn't pitched much at all over the last couple of years. It's pretty much been a lost season for Sale. First, he suffers a minor setback in spring training with a stress fracture in his rib cage. Misses the first couple months, comes all the way back, finally pitches in only 2 games for Boston. Then in his second start back, gets struck with a line drive against the Yankees. It hit his left pinky in the first inning in that game. So then he hurts his pinky after he finally comes back, has surgery on his pinky, and now he has to have surgery on his right hand. So he just can't stay healthy. I know he wants to pitch and he doesn't like missing all this time, but the fact of the matter is that he has wasted time and has wasted the Red Sox money. I mean, that's the fact of the matter. Just very frustrating for Sale. You know, I feel bad for the guy, though. I really do. He more than anybody hates missing time away from baseball, but he can't stay healthy. I mean, it's almost like a glass house waiting to shatter or break. Every time he touches something, he breaks whatever. That's what it feels like. Just a lot of unfortunate events this year for Sale. So he's out for the rest of the season. I don't feel too confident about the Red Sox chances of making the playoffs, and even if they do somehow miraculously grab a wild card spot, I just don't see them going very far. It's only so far he can go without somebody like Chris Sale. And they are expected to get Michael Wacha back soon in the starting rotation. So that'll help, you know, somewhat. The offense definitely did get a boost with, you know, Tommy Pham and Eric Hosmer. But still, I mean, the pitching's ultimately going to win games, and they just don't have the pitching. There's just been too many injuries this year. Nobody knows for sure when Kike Hernandez is coming back. Rich Hill has come back, and Michael Wacha should be back pretty soon. But yeah, nobody knows when Kike's coming back, and that's probably, you know, what led to them designating Bradley for assignment as well. Another reason that factored into that is, you know, when Hernandez does come back, where are they going to put Bradley if they decide to keep Duran, which it sounds like they are. So somebody had to go, and in this case, it was Bradley. So he got the short end of it. Not exactly the happiest of times to be a Red Sox fan. Speaking of baseball, as a lot of people have heard by now, sad news over this past week in the loss of Vin Scully, without a question, the greatest baseball announcer of all time. Passed away at 94. Legendary announcers people know for the Dodgers. He'll always be remembered for, you know, the calling the home run for that Kirk Gibson had against Dennis Eckersley, who I'll also get into in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Eckersley and the major announcement he made recently. But still, Scully was the best. I mean, he had a way with words. He had a beautiful way of expressing himself. It almost sounded like he was reciting poetry than anything else. And, you know, and he knew when to, like, not speak as well. He just let the, especially on television, he just knew when to just step back and let the action just kind of speak for itself without having to say anything. That was what was so beautiful. You know, he didn't have to talk over everything and say, you know, just talk nonstop. He let the action speak for itself. That was another thing that was so great about him. He was, you know, he was just so classy. He was so humble. There will never be another like him, ever. I just don't think there will be. He announced a total of 67 seasons for the Dodgers organization. 67. 9 seasons in Brooklyn, and then the other 58 in Los Angeles when they relocated to Los Angeles in the late 50s. So, he was the best. I love his voice. Had a great voice to imitate as well. You know, it's time for Dodger baseball. yeah, I always thought he kind of sounded like one of the old announcers on some of the old game shows I watch, and Gene Wood, who's people remember from some of the Goodson Todman game shows like Family Feud, you know, the Family Feud. And I always thought Vin Scully kind of sounded like him a little bit, or Gene Wood sounded like him. But anyway. He will be missed. Really sad loss for baseball, especially for the Dodger fans out there in Dodger land. Yeah, he was a god as far as I'm concerned. He could do no wrong. He was just beloved by everybody. Dodger fans are not. He was just the greatest baseball announcer ever. I don't think there's any debating that. And anyone who's ever met him has always said he was a nice man and so good to the fans and to the other media members. Always treated everyone with kindness and love and respect, and you know, more people should be that way. We could all learn a thing or two from Vin Scully. So again, 94 years old, he passed away. So I just thought I'd mention that here on the program. Anyway, we'll take a break here on sports and stuff, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about a major announcement that Dennis Eckersley has made, a former Oakland A's pitcher, and I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit when we come back here on sports and stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTWatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price.
Sports and Stuff continues right now. You're listening to EPRN, or whatever media platform you're listening on. Hopefully you're enjoying yourselves. John Meisner here with you. And before the break, I teased you about Dennis Eckersley, and the reason I mention him is because for several years now, as a lot of Red Sox fans know, he's been a color analyst in the broadcast booth, whether it be in the booth or in the studio on the pre- and post-game show. Well, just the other day, he announced that he's going to retire at the end of the season from NESN, from broadcasting altogether. He decided it's time at the end of the season in October. He's been with NESN for 20 seasons, really 50 years in baseball altogether, going back to the early 70s when he came up as just a 17-year-old. For I think it was Cleveland was his first organization before he went to Oakland and then Boston, excuse me, later on. But X had a great career in baseball, and it's been a very entertaining broadcaster for several years now too. Him and Jerry Remy were in the broadcast booth for a couple seasons when they had a three-man booth with them and Dave O'Brien for NESN. And X just so funny. He's got great colorful vocabulary. I love every time when somebody throws a fastball, he calls it some cheese. He's got some high cheese on the fastball. Some good cheese inside. And when the guy hits a home run, he calls it a Johnson. The guy's giving up a three-run Johnson over the bullpen. I love his vocabulary. And you know, the guy's hanging on the edge when it looks like he'll give up a lot of runs. It's branch work. He's on a hanging on a branch. And the guy's not throwing the ball well. He's throwing salad, apparently, according to Eck. he's great. Now he's so entertaining. Has done a nice job, really, over the years with being a color analyst for the Red Sox. He's got a lot of opinions, a lot of good commentary. Great talker, you know. He's a talker. He can talk up a good game, and he was getting emotional talking about it too. You know, he wants to spend more time with his grandkids, with his family. And if you're asking me, I think one reason that also might have factored into his retirement was probably because Jerry Remy's not there anymore with the loss of him last year. And he's getting older now too. He's 67, and he doesn't want to keep going. You know, he's getting older. He wants to spend every moment he can with his grandkids. And then who can blame him? I can't speak from personal experience, but I can understand it. You know, as people get older, their priorities change, and that's the case with Eckersley. So these last couple months are going to be they're moments that every Red Sox fan should enjoy before he retires, because it's already started to feel like a bit of a transition in the booth with different analysts. I think Kevin Youkilis would be the best long-term solution as a color analyst. I think he does an excellent job. He's gotten better with time. You know, he's easy to listen to. He's a good guy. He's really cool, and he knows the game, so. Yeah, he's good. I like Uke. Uke, as we used to say in Boston. I hope it's Kevin Youkilis. Kevin Millar gets a little annoying sometimes, and Tony Maserati has been the worst. Oh God, he's so annoying. For those that don't know who that is, he's a media member and a radio talk show host as well on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. He has the worst voice. He's really annoying and really loud like this. When the Red Sox had their worst game, first game after the All-Star break, they had the worst game ever. They gave up 28 runs in the game. Now, the game was bad enough to begin with. It was a disaster. But Maserati didn't have to rub it in our faces every time they make a mistake. It's like, they've given up 54 runs the last three games. 54, the worst game ever. Like, will you shut up? Oh, God, I don't know why NESN put him in the booth. He sounds horrible. He never played the game. I mean, he's opinionated and he's passionate. That's probably why they put him there. But he doesn't sound good, and he's so negative. He never says anything good or anything positive about the Red Sox. He shouldn't be there. That they made a mistake putting him in the booth, and I really hope they don't bring him back for next season, or really the rest of the way. Yeah, not a good idea going with him. I'm glad they went with Euclid and Kevin Millar, you know, here and there. But Maserati, ugh, get him out of there. just stay off the broadcasts. You know, with Eckersley retiring now, I really hope they commit to Euclid in the long run. Yeah, please go with Euc. But anyway, yeah, not a good idea to go with Maserati. I can't stand him. Yeah, I don't know why he even considered radio in the first place. He doesn't have a good voice. He's passionate, but he doesn't sound good. I'm passionate, but at least I sound decent. I mean, if I had a voice like Maz, I probably would want to get, like, vocal cord surgery or some, like, nasal surgery or something. Ugh, yikes. Yeah, no wonder he's not very well liked by people. He's so annoying. Shut up. Yeah, best to just mute the TV when he talks. But anyway, just thought I'd mention that about Eckersley, though. But still, maybe go back to Eckersley for a second. 50 years in baseball, 20 seasons with Nesson. Started with 2003 is when he first joined Nesson. I don't remember when he joined right away, but I definitely remember him in the in the studio with the pre and post game show with Tom Caron, and of course in the booth now for the last couple of years with Dave O'Brien. So he's been good. I've always enjoyed listening to him. He's very funny, very entertaining. I love his passion too. He's very passionate about baseball, and he even admitted that too. He said this is a great fit for me, you know, a great city to be in because he's so passionate. He's definitely right about that. So we're gonna enjoy every last minute, every last inning, every last game that he has with Nesson this year. But yeah, this is the first time in quite some time that a Boston announcer has actually just retired. I mean, I can't remember the last time somebody just retired on their own. I mean, you know, with these jobs, because they're so fun, I mean, people keep them for life. I mean, Tommy Heinsohn didn't want to step away. Jerry Remy didn't want to step away. I mean, they did it until they passed away. Gosh, who is it? I'm trying to think the last time somebody actually retired who's a Boston announcer, a sports announcer. I'm trying to think here. I should have thought of this earlier. Fred Cusick, I guess, for hockey. I mean, I guess that's one example. I mean, Don Orsillo didn't retire. He pretty much got forced out of Nesson. I think that's how the story went and ended up going to San Diego. But yeah, there hasn't really been a lot of announcers in Boston that have just retired. They've either just been, they've left on their own, or they passed away. There haven't really been a lot of just people retiring, other than, you know, Eckersley, you know, announcing this week. So yeah, that just shows you how valuable something like a sportscasting job is. It's one of the most fun jobs out there. To cover a team you love, to be around the fans, to have the energy to do it. It's a fun job. I know I wouldn't want to give it up if I had the chance to do it. You know, for a big team like that. So that's just how it is, really. But still, I mean, we're all going to miss Eckersley. I'm not going to be... It's going to be a sad day, the last day of the season. The last Nesson game in first weekend of October. I hope they do something nicer. Hopefully they have, like, a nice pregame ceremony or something. Maybe have them throw out the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch or something. They got to do something. I hope they do. I think they will. I could definitely see them doing that. He's earned his retirement for sure. A Hall of Famer. Number 43. So, thought I'd just take the time to mention that. We'll take another break here on sports and stuff. When we come back, I'm going to talk about another, seems like they're all dropping like flies these days, sadly, but another celebrity passing. I'll mention a little bit about that in just a minute when we come back here on sports and stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
We are back here with more sports and stuff. And, you know, what's hard about these summer months is it's kind of hard to fill time with, you know, with content. Of course, but yeah, you know, can't wait for football in September. Have more stuff to talk about. Speaking of football, Tom Brady just recently turned 45. So happy birthday to TB, to Brady. Yeah, he always wanted to play till he's 45. He's always said that, so we'll see how true that is, if he really just wants to play one more season or until he's 50. Well, I don't think he'll play till he's 50. I think, hopefully this season will be his last. I hope he doesn't keep doing this every year where he pulls a Brett Favre and comes out of retirement every year. Just one more year with Tampa and then hang it up. And then hopefully that'll officially call it a career. So yeah, 45. That's how old Brady is. Definitely the oldest quarterback in the league, for sure. So anyway, what I wanted to get to here was another sudden celebrity passing this week. Olivia Newton-John, who, as everybody remembers, is Sandy from the movie Grease, passed away. She was 73. Mostly known as a singer. I think Grease was one of her few major acting roles, but just had a beautiful voice. Just a wonderful singer, an Australian. Yeah, her and John Travolta were great in Grease, but I have to say, though, you know, just growing up, though, Grease is one of those movies I kind of got a little burnt out by because it was shown so much in my household and on TV. And I think, like, in middle school, the chorus performed the Grease, I think, as a school play. I just got a little burnt out by it over the years. That's why I don't watch it that much anymore. I mean, it's a good movie, you know, it's fun, it's got good songs, but I just, you know, the 50s and all that, but it's just, and I feel like I got a little too worn out watching it over the years. That's why I don't watch it too much nowadays. Not knocking it, I'm just saying it's very mainstream. That's for sure. That's what they do with popular movies and shows. They keep showing them because the public likes them until they get overexposed and people get sick of them and they get you know, burnt out. But still, very, very sad loss for entertainment. Olivia Newton-John, she was 73, like I said. Apparently, I'm reading she had suffered breast cancer and was keeping it private for a while. So that's what the cause of death was, for those that were wondering. So, sad loss for her, for the Newton-John family. Yeah, she had some really good songs, though, like Physical, and Let's Get Physical, and Xanadu is another one, and you know, You're the One That I Want from Grease. Yeah, she had a lot of good songs in the 70s and 80s as a singer. So, anyway, I just thought I'd take a minute to mention that. And, you know, for those that are interested, I mentioned this last time, but I'll go ahead and mention it again. For those of you that are podcast fans out there, there's a new podcast out in the podcasting world about Jeopardy called Inside Jeopardy. It's run by the producers of Jeopardy and takes you a look at behind the scenes, behind the curtain, so to speak, of what goes on for Jeopardy. They've been talking a lot about a second chance tournament they have that's coming up. This season will be the first time they're ever going to have a second chance tournament. And talks all about some of the contestants from the past and recent episodes. When the season gets started in September, they'll have probably more to say as far as, you know, the regular gameplay, as far as that's concerned. But if you want to submit a question to them and get your voice heard, you can email them at InsideJeopardyPodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's InsideJeopardyPodcast@gmail.com. You can always submit a question there. And if you want to email me as well, I'll just throw that out. You can always email me at JohnMeisner1991@gmail.com. That's my full name, John Meisner, MEISNER 1991@gmail.com. So you can always reach out to me there. I'm also on social media, on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. You could always submit a question or a comment, anything you want to talk about that you've heard on the show, or reach out to me. That's the best way to do it, is either email or social media. But But anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this week on the show. Hopefully next week or two, though, as the dog days of August continue, there'll be a lot more stuff to talk about with baseball as far as, you know, playoff races go. Keep things, you know, from a Boston perspective this week. The only other things really were, you know, as far as the trade deadline go, or let's see, Joey Gallo went to the Dodgers, and Juan Soto actually went to the Padres as well. That was a big story. He turned out a 15-year contract and went all the way to the Padres after they got rid of Hosmer to send him to Boston. They acquired Juan Soto. And let's see, the Astros, I mentioned Vasquez. They also picked up Trey Mancini as well from the Baltimore Orioles. So the Astros had a good trade deadline, adding a couple players. So they got those. And not a whole lot of other major news, really. I mean, the Juan Soto one was the one that got everybody's attention. But still, that's pretty much the latest that went down with the trade deadline. Other than that, just probably a lot of minor moves here and there. So, that's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. I do greatly appreciate it. One other thing I want to mention, too, is we also have our Sports and Stuff community group page up there. I haven't posted recently. I got to find out if I can still, you know, add content to that or not, because for some reason I wasn't allowed into to post onto my own webpage for a while for whatever reason. So once that goes away, you'll see me post more content. I've been seeing people post some it's very interesting random things there recently. I don't really know if it relates to the show or really to podcasting in general, but maybe I guess it kind of does in a way. But once I am allowed back in, I can start interacting and engaging with y'all and post more stuff there to the page. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay cool. Hopefully you're all enjoying your summers and your summer vacations out there, and enjoy some baseball. This is John Meiser signing off for Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, saying so long, everybody. And also, one more thing, be sure to listen for not only this podcast, but also to download our EPRN app, where we have many other podcasts out there as well. And you can also listen to more exclusive content on the Sports and Stuff podcast, only on the Google and Apple Play stores, wherever podcasts are available. You can download the Sports and Stuff podcast and check out some good exclusive content. Take care, everybody. So long.